welcome back to another episode of Two Substitutes podcast. It's been around 2 weeks, I think, now. So we thought of coming back. Welcome back, Akshay.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Doing pretty well. I'm just surprised by all this action. Still thoroughly enjoying all the results so far. Every game is entertaining. So it's really nice. Even though like, I'm not watching every single game.
But yeah, it's hard to
watch. Like, yeah, all the minutes that I watch, there is some excitement.
Except for a few games that have been boring to watch. Although for the teams that are playing that don't succeed too often at the World Cup, it's good to see their if they get play hard and get some sort of result or just fight for every ball. Even though the game is boring, it's still good to see.
Yeah, I see like Peru and Morocco are the teams who are like that. Like not many known players, but on the pitch they give everything. And it's very good.
No, I'm not talking in terms of quality also. Like for example, Morocco, I guess this will be a general conversation about all the games so far. But Morocco, they played well against Portugal, so they showed quality also.
Yeah.
But I'm saying teams like Iran, they don't have much quality, but the fight they showed against Spain, and even the goal they conceded was sort of unlucky for them, but they could have got a result from that game. And to play against Spain, team of that quality, Iran, you don't... Even though they are Asia's highest ranked team, but clearly they don't have that much quality. And no one expected them to be... People expected them to finish bottom of the group, I think. But they have done well so far.
Yeah,
and Morocco have been unlucky.
Yeah, no team has been shambolic, I guess. Like, we were having this discussion yesterday, or like, which has been the worst team. And
two teams only come to mind so far.
Yeah, so you could say Argentina and...
Saudi Arabia.
Other than that, I think every team has shown fight, and you would think after the game that they didn't get the result that they deserved. Like Morocco, Iran, sometimes, and who else? Peru,
yeah, they
out
played
without
well.
Even
Australia,
scoring a game,
they have not crashed out yet, right?
They haven't.
But they should have won
then,
against
yeah,
Denmark.
They are playing well with fight. And And because of that, there are not many high-scoring games either. Like, usually in the World Cup, you would see one side, like, scoring freely, but that is not the case this time. Like every
Except
side.
Russia. They are providing all
Russia
the entertainment.
Russia is, yeah, one of the best teams in this tournament so far.
In terms of goal scoring.
In terms of goal scoring and just the, let's say, the team chemistry. I think the team chemistry-wise, they could also be one of the best teams.
And so, what team has... Okay, what has been the most entertaining game for you so far in the World Cup?
For me, like...
For me, it was the Mexico-Germany game. The entertaining and the quality that Mexico showed and the to beat defending champions 1-0.
Yeah, that was
and
very
it was
so,
such high-paced game as well.
Yeah, I was surprised to see Mexican players. Like every one of them seemed to have like... A 90 pace, as you call it, FIFA, right? Like everyone was sprinting so hard, and it was hard for Germany to contain them. And Lozano, especially, had a really nice game. That game was good for me. I think it's the Spain Portugal. It was the first big game of the tournament, and it totally lived up to the billing. And 3-3, like there were lots of goals from both ends, and it was an end-to-end action pretty much throughout the game, and there was no
mistakes.
Relaxing.
Also, were made.
Yeah.
In that game.
Yeah. It had everything in it
that
you would expect from a soccer game. So that was nice to see. What else? There was... Surprisingly, like Peru-Denmark game was really nice too. It was high energy and both sides had lots of chances. Although Peru lost that game, they missed a penalty by their captain. And I mean, they deserved to get something out of that game, but they didn't. So that game was also good.
So I think Mexico and Germany, that was my choice, and your choice is Spain and Portugal. 3-3 draw.
Yeah.
So, and who has been the player of the tournament so far? Lots of.
We should say, yeah, there should be Russian player. I think Cheryshev has
been Golovin.
One of the best players. Golovin is in that conversation. Cristiano Ronaldo as well, scoring a hat-trick in the first game and scoring a goal in the second game.
Yeah, in that game, in the second game against Morocco, Morocco were playing, maybe they were the better team, but Cristiano Ronaldo carried them through. Maybe carried is not a good thing. Morocco were unlucky as well, but Cristiano Ronaldo did manage to score for them. So in this World Cup, it seems like he's turning up for them. He has this special motivation going on inside him. Maybe it's his last World Cup, so he wants to go out with something.
Well, Rakitic is having a good tournament, like Croatian.
Rakitic, Modric.
Shining.
Their midfield is really strong. If you look at the team, Perisic, Modric, Rakitic.
Yeah, all three of them
Kovacic
are like best.
From the bench.
They. I think they. You could argue that they have the best midfield in the tournament, and they can also be
along with Spain
of the tournament. I think they may go further, because they've already qualified, and with just the quality up front, they lack. But I think if Modric can score the goal like that, and even Rakitic hit the crossbar.
Yeah.
From the free kick, so things are looking really good for them.
What about that game against Argentina yesterday?
Oh, that was very embarrassing for Argentine supporters and for Messi as well. No one expected them to get beaten that way. It was more like reminiscent of Germany losing against Brazil. Suddenly the last goal was like that, where defenders were just like crying out for life and they like mercilessly finished it.
The last goal, especially, four of their defenders were
they were just ball watching, and even before that I think Rakitic took a shot and he saved it, and then
free kick.
Like one, like goalkeeper saved it and it went back back again, and I have no idea what the defenders were doing, and they towards the end of the game also they resorted to these dirty tactics that also didn't look good.
And Messi looked frustrated as well.
Yeah, it seems like he's under a tremendous pressure. I'm not sure if it's from the manager or from the player or just because he's not able to handle, but he has done it in the last World Cup where he was really good in the group stages.
Yeah.
So I don't know what is happening this time, but they certainly have a lot of issues with their manager or the coach, or their tactics are wrong.
Maybe
they're not even like giving it to Messi and letting him have more of the ball.
But I think some credit for that goes to Croatia as well. They didn't allow Messi to get on the ball. And there was another stat which I saw in the first half yesterday. Aguero didn't touch the ball for 20 minutes or 40 seconds. In the final stages of the first half.
I think
half.
Both of them, they had the least amount of touches of the ball. And that is very surprising, because for Argentina, attack is their best game. Like, you know, they...
Especially with the defense and goalkeeper, like what they had.
Yeah, let's not talk about the goalkeeping situation for them. It's everywhere, I think it's shambles for them. And it's hard to see that
it was,
if it can change now.
And when Sampaoli was announced as their manager, he had been doing really well for Sevilla in La Liga before that.
Yeah.
Didn't he reach?
And also in the last World Cup, he did well with Chile, right? He was with Chile last World Cup. Wasn't that the case?
Was he
won the Copa America with them.
Oh, was he the Chile manager?
Chile before. And
okay.
He did really well with them. So I wonder, like, what's missing from him?
If that's then that makes you point fingers at the players as well. Maybe these players are too big for him to control. And Chile, apart from Sanchez and maybe Vidal, maybe those two still like to play for their country and they leave their egos aside when they're playing for country. But for Argentina, maybe the players, I don't know. He
has been unable to. Yeah, and also just his selection, team selection itself, I don't think it has the right chemistry.
So Chile was before Sevilla. He managed a season in Sevilla and he did well there also.
Mm-hmm.
But then, what were you saying? Team selection?
No, what I was saying, like, just the team selection wise too.
Yeah, Dybala on the bench.
He has an idea of what is going on with the players and just to finding the right balance. I don't think that is happening.
Yeah.
We have Dybala on the bench. Di Maria was on the bench yesterday, and he's playing some unknown kids from Argentine League. So it's really hard to understand what's going through his mind.
Yeah.
And the tactics are also like they're not even getting Messi involved in the game too much. So it's really hard to see what he's doing right now. The defense certainly doesn't seem to have any idea. And the goalkeeper, his mistake itself suggests that he shouldn't be playing at this stage. I mean, he should be playing at in the World Cup. If you make that kind of a mistake, you will be punished. And I think that was also the turning point of the game yesterday.
And even in the first game that Argentina played, I think Caballero made some mistake in that game as well. And then as far as Messi is concerned, in this game yesterday, he started out in central position someplace, and towards the end, he just was not bothered at all. He just moved to the wings someplace. And this is going to, based on current form, and also it has to be remembered that they didn't have a good qualifying campaign as well. They almost didn't make this World Cup. So this should not really be a surprise the way they are playing right now. And I don't know where it can improve.
Yeah, right now it's very hard to see if it can improve for them. Although they still have a chance even after.
Because of the result today, Nigeria did them a favor beating Iceland. They still have a chance. But honestly, based on their play so far, do you think they can make it? Or
I don't know. Like, you know, it's World Cup. But whatever we have seen so far, I don't think it's possible. But at the same time, you would think that they have the quality enough to go through the group stages and they can turn it around if they think now that there is a hope. Because yesterday, after the game, they would have felt that their campaign is over. But after this game, maybe they'll get more motivation and more spirit. And also, it's good that they lost in the group stages and it wasn't one of the knockout game.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, it would have been curtains for them. So,
but they didn't show this motivation. They should have shown the motivation after the draw against Iceland in the first match.
True.
And the thing is, it's not about the quality. They have the quality, but this is
just
the World
like
Cup, and we were talking about how even the smaller teams are performing in the World Cup, giving it all, but you don't see that in Argentina's play so far. You have not seen that. It doesn't look like players are bothered. I mean,
it's a tough situation, and I don't think there is a way out for them, but at the same time, I feel optimistic just because they have a chance, and it's still in their hand, kind of. Like, if they can beat Nigeria with a large enough goal difference, then even though Croatia gets beaten by Iceland, they may still go through.
Yeah. Well, this is what I like most about the World Cup, though. It happens every 4 years, so there are more emotions involved. Then maybe the quality could be lacking, but the emotions of it all makes up for the lack of quality, even in smaller teams, when you see those fans and players just throwing their body into every shot.
It's very fast tournament. Like, you don't have time to relax.
Yeah.
Like, you lose one game and you'll certainly be very much under pressure of just surviving in the tournament.
Yeah, so, like, for example, okay, let's talk about the Brazil game. Then they were under pressure for almost 70 minutes or so today because they had drawn the previous game against Switzerland. So they had to win today's game. And although they were the better team in the second half, they created lots of chances. Sometimes the goalpost came in the way, and sometimes Keylor Navas, who always performs in World Cup for Costa Rica, he made some good saves. But ultimately, Coutinho once again got the goal for them, and then towards the end, when Costa Rica needed the goal, their defense opened up, and Neymar took advantage of it. He got the goal for himself as well, his first goal of the World Cup.
Yeah.
But so Brazil, they are my favorite, so I was supporting them, of course. It was good to see them win.
There are lots of last-minute goals as well. Like, you know, this game, all the goals were after the injury time. And
yeah.
It's also good to see, like, a tournament needs like that. Like, you know, late goals and the drama in the game, it makes it entertaining for the fans and gets that adrenaline experience to the fans. And for Brazil, I think they are still not up to the mark. Though they're creating lots of chances, but there's still, I feel, there's something lacking in their game. You would want them
to
dominate the game. Yeah, finishing. Yeah, I guess finishing is lacking for them. But they still have a chance. They are still unbeaten in the tournament, and they may improve. I think Coutinho for them is... it's nice that he's taking pressure off from Neymar.
Yeah.
And he's contributing with goals. And his first goal was really nice. Like, it was the curling finish from outside of the box with that power.
Yeah,
like,
it's
one of the best goals in the tournament.
He attempted that goal today also, of course.
He has scored some similar goals with Liverpool.
Yeah, and
when he was there. And Barcelona too. So it's really good to see that he is at his peak for Brazil, and that takes pressure off of Neymar, who gets fouled a lot by the opponents sometimes.
And sometimes
it's sad to see, but that's how the game is right now.
But sometimes he also tries too hard to get the foul. Like, he wants to be the number one player who gets fouled the most. he has achieved that this World Cup. He has been fouled more than any other player. But still, sometimes he likes to hold on to the ball enough until he gets the foul.
There is a passer available for him to pass, but he would still hold on to the ball. They'll try too much to
get
the foul. Get them to get a tackle. So I don't have any issues with them. I think all the best players should be able to cope with that kind of a pressure and just fouling from the opponent.
Yeah, and I saw some improvement in that front from Neymar in today's game. He was maybe trying to look for a pass as well. But maybe he just needs a kick in the back. He's still young.
Yeah.
So what teams impressed you? You said, if maybe not the match, what teams impressed you so far? It will be Mexico for me, is on their first game, and then Japan also got a really good result against Colombia, although it was assisted by the early red card for Carlos Sanchez stupidity.
For me, surprisingly, all the expected teams haven't performed to the way we would like them to perform. Like France, for example, Germany, for example, Argentina, for example, even Brazil, like, they are not taking it to that level where you can say like, oh, they
Argentina,
are Argentina,
I think, would be much lower than what the groups you described.
But you would still feel that they will play with, I mean, not by looking at their qualification campaign, just in general with the quality of players they have in attack. So none of the best teams are the bigger teams on the best team, but now the bigger team is up to the mark as yet. So I was impressed with Peru and Morocco. They created a lot of chances, although they never scored in the tournament. I don't think Morocco scored either, right?
Morocco
against Portugal, they did not, and first game they lost towards the end. So they impressed me because it's just they don't have quality players, but still you can see that there is some chemistry between the team.
Morocco did score. They scored their own goal against Iran.
Oh, okay.
So
you can see like a good play with them, and you know, like, they can, they so sides like these can also play a really good football and good attacking moves. I can also say Russia. I think I watched their goals, not if not the full game. But watched like second half of the first game and then of the second game, but just by watching their highlights and all the players playing together, I also think that it's also should be one of the best teams so far in the tournament.
And so best teams, and I'm talking about like impressive teams. So Senegal also impressed me a lot, and I was expecting them to do well. And so you were talking about their in our preview, and then they have, because they have one of the best defenders in their squad, and also their attacking is good with Mane. Who else is I forgot his name in Senegal. So they have impressed me also.
Yeah, they have a very robust team, I would say. Like, robust, and with, because of Mane, have that flair as well in it.
Yeah.
So it's not just that they have very physical, robust players. They also have that flair player in Mane, and that should help them. And yeah, although I didn't get to watch their game.
Oh, you didn't?
First game, no.
Okay.
Mexico also impressed me just because they were able to beat Germany, and that's a no mean feat to beat a team like Germany. And also for Mexico, their qualification campaign or the way they entered in the tournament, they were not an impressive team, and to pull it off in a big stage against Germany in their first game should be...
I feel like they have that in them, because even in last World Cup, they were playing well against Netherlands, and it was a bad decision
Robin
that cost them. So they do that, but then they also are capable of losing against a lesser quality teams. Team.
Mm-hmm.
So they are very inconsistent.
So that thing, like the Mexico thing, brings to mind about this VAR thing, because VAR has been really inclusive. I really like some of the decisions it was able to change.
Yeah, mostly it has performed on the positive side.
I would say as well.
Yeah.
I don't think it has caused, even though there was one decision, I think the Denmark penalty for Australia, like they gave penalty with a handball with a very close range. I don't think he had too much of a control. But having said that, like the on-field ref would not have given it, but that doesn't actually mean, like, even if it was given, it doesn't really make too much of a difference. So I don't think it has contributed in any of the incorrect decision. So you can call this, but it's still subjective. Like some people can call it as a penalty, some people may still not.
Yeah, I still have to understand when exactly VAR gets called, who calls it, what team, and so that is the part that I want to understand. But the other thing I wanted to say was that the implementation of VAR has not affected the speed of game a lot. It happens very quickly. So clearly there is an improvement from what we saw in the Premier League this last past season. And not in Premier League, but in Cup games.
Cup games, yeah.
There was a delay and when the decision was made. But
yeah,
this
I guess
World
like,
Cup,
yeah, because this is a very high-level tournament.
Yeah.
Or the peak of all the tournaments for soccer. I think they are like always analyzing, and you see the clips available within few seconds of the incident. And referees are also quick to point out that they've changed their mind or things. I think it's on the positive side for me too. I think because of that, we got so many correct penalty calls that were not given initially.
Yeah.
And some of the offside decisions as well.
Yes. And another team also we didn't talk about. Two of the teams I think I wanted to talk about was Belgium. Their first game they played well, like everyone expected them to. And the other team is England. Their first game also was tough for them after the first goal, and then when Tunisia scored to level the scores, I think England went into a shell or something, or they lost some confidence. But then they did play. They got the result through Harry Kane, and it was a good result for them. Good first. So they are playing Panama next. Panama. Yeah, what are your were you impressed by England?
I didn't get to see that game. I saw the highlights, and it's typical Kane where he's there in the box where you need him the most.
Yeah.
And managed to finish both of his chances, and it's good start for him. I think a draw would have been like, people would have called that the same start by England, like drawing a game against like not so good quality opponent, but just having that win towards later on, like 2-1, gives them an edge that there is an optimism around, like see what they can do. And their starting 11 wise, I think there's only one thing that I didn't like about it for the starting 11. I think Sterling was playing up front. I think that's the one that I did not like. He missed some chances. And of what, like, if you are watching the Premier League or watching Sterling, always, like, the first thing you would say that of all the things that he does, finishing is not his thing that he relishes the most. So I would rather put him on the wings, but not as a striker. And they also have Vardy, who was on the bench. And
I'm surprised he's not playing Vardy. I want him to play so my team Path to Glory card can get some upgrades on FIFA.
Yeah.
But that's not happening. Thanks, Gareth Southgate.
Yeah, so that's the gripe I have with the starting 11. I think,
but
just having Sterling.
On the other hand, Sterling did score goals, lots of goals last season.
Mm-hmm.
But also he did miss towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
He came back to his old form. But
so hopefully like he makes some changes to that. And he's also playing with a back three.
Yeah.
And I think he started doing that towards later end of the
He's learning that from the Premier League, and specifically I think Mauricio Pochettino, because he talks with Southgate a lot, I think I've heard. And I read Dele Alli might be injured for the next game, and I'm excited because Loftus-Cheek might get his start. And when he came on against Tunisia, he looked solid. I'm excited to watch him play, and I hope, sincerely hope, that Chelsea don't send him off to another loan or sell him. It would be absolute stupidity.
You should also hope that Vardy starts, because I also have that
Path to Glory card.
And upgrade on that will be really nice.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, he would be an excellent player if he starts and gets a goal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tomorrow's game. Tomorrow we have Mexico is playing tomorrow. That would be interesting. And then Germany, Sweden, and Belgium, Tunisia. Let's do a quick prediction for tomorrow's game.
Okay.
Belgium and Tunisia. I would go for a Belgium win. 2-0.
I think Belgium win 2, although I don't think what the score line is, or I don't think I can predict the score line.
Okay. Belgium team, if you look at their squad, they look so good even on the bench. They have excellent players.
Yeah, we were talking about it last week, right?
Yeah.
They have company. Who else was there?
Moussa Dembele was on the bench. Batshuayi was on the bench. Thorgan Hazard was on the bench.
Fellaini.
Oh, yeah, the mighty Fellaini.
Yeah. So, they have a very good depth in their bench as well. There's no shortage of good players.
Yeah.
Them, even their goalkeepers, like backup goalkeeper, can perform for Argentina. I guess like Mignolet would be definitely better than Caballero. So yeah, they do not have. Yeah, I think Belgium should win the game, and they will. For the second one, Germany has to come back strong, and I think with what I've seen of Germany, they don't get too much pressurized by what's going on.
Yeah.
So I think if they just get their act together, it didn't work out for them. Like, they had one or two good chances against Mexico. It's unlucky that they couldn't score, and a loss for them was not expected.
Yeah.
For last three World Cup, I showed you that image, right? That was floating.
Yeah, I read about that before.
Are getting crashed out of the group stages in their next tournament, and no one is able to defend their World Cup title. But for Germany, I think they know what they're doing, and they should be beating Sweden and get that confidence back again.
Sweden are also not pushovers, though. They won their first game against South Korea, and they are a solid team. But so it will. I don't think it will be easy for Germany, but maybe they have learned their lesson. It will be a case of whether they learned the lesson from the Mexico game or not, because they were really caught out from the pace on the wings.
Yeah, did you think
but Sané Sweden, I don't think, have those players.
Influential
so.
In their last game?
Yeah, everyone is saying that also. I also thought about it. But I also think they have enough players in their squad to... And team like Germany, you expect them to be like a very methodical team, evaluating everything, and then especially in World Cups.
Yeah.
But I think they were just caught out. Some journalist after the game, I don't know if you read that, gave Khadira the boarding pass for the flight back home immediately after the game. And then he said, no, we won't need it until the final. So he's showing a lot of confidence. I don't know how much of it is real or not. And Mexico are also playing tomorrow. So if South Korea, like I was saying, they're not consistent. South Korea, if they beat Mexico, then Germany obviously would be more... confident of reaching the next stage.
Yeah, I think they need to turn it around big time, Germany. And if they drop points tomorrow, then I think it's pretty much done for them for the World Cup.
Yeah, if Mexico wins tomorrow, they would be through to the next round.
Yeah.
But if Germany... Oh yeah, and if Sweden wins, then Germany are also out.
Yeah,
so it could be settled tomorrow.
Like, yeah, it could be settled tomorrow there. Yeah. I think it's Germany. It's hard to imagine that like in this scenario, like sitting here now after seeing Germany losing their first game.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think they should win tomorrow. And South Korea, Mexico, I think Mexico will be on a cloud nine after their first win, and that confidence itself should be enough to get them a win against South Korea.
Right. I'm excited to see both all these games, actually. Mostly Mexico and Germany's game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, I'm impressed by Lozano as well. Like, he did cause a lot of damage to Germany and his pace.
He carried on his FIFA form.
Yeah, his he reminded me of how he plays in the FIFA. So, yeah, he was really good for them. And just the composure he showed in his first World Cup to finish that chance that he had against Germany was really brilliant, and I'm excited to watch him again and just fool Mexico squad, because they had lots of chances. Like, it wasn't just one chance against Germany. Had they been very patient, or maybe like if Chicharito couldn't find the right ball like twice, if he was on his passing, if he had his passing boots, they would have scored even
more goals. Yeah,
but it was nice to see Mexico playing really well. Ochoa, as always, as he always one of the keepers that performs
in the World Cup. Yeah,
he was
him and Keylor Navas always come to mind.
Yeah.
He I think there was a stat after the game that he already made most saves in a single game in this World Cup. In the first game, I think 8 saves he made.
Oh, something. Wow.
So he was always there and thereabouts.
Yeah.
Any transfer news happening outside of the World Cup?
A lot of transfer news, actually, for Arsenal and for other clubs as well.
You guys signed Torreira and Leno.
Yes, so both of them.
Good additions.
Good signings, and we are seeing a lot of changes. Jack Wilshere is leaving the club as well. So that's another news. So the last week was full of transfer news for Arsenal, and excited to see a new goalkeeper. And just in general, there are lots of shuffling in the squad, and I think there may still be more additions to the squad, and it's exciting.
Nice. For Chelsea, not much has happened. It's the same. Sarri
was
on a free transfer to Juventus. He'll be a good bench player for Juventus.
That's true. Who else? I think Man United completed their signing of Fred.
Fred, yeah. £52.5 million. Good addition.
Man City also signed one.
So right? Will he play? Maybe both of them are being... So him and Matic will be playing CDMs, and then Pogba will be more free to
play the
cam role.
I think so.
So a cam or whatever, free roaming. What was I...
Did Manchester City sign someone?
I don't think so.
I thought they are strongly involved, maybe.
We are involved with Sarri for about... forever.
Thomas Lemar transfer is finally done.
Oh, to Atletico, yeah.
That has been going on for like last 3 summers, I think, or last 3 transfer windows, not summers. But he has been involved with the transfer rumors to few of the Premier League clubs, and finally he decided to go.
Oh my fucking god! My neighbor upstairs is just killing me. Just want to take it out. This.
Oh, what happened to your boardroom meeting? We can talk offline on that.
It's fine. I don't give a. What happened? He tried to blame the person sitting.
Oh yeah, Jorginho is the player.
Jorginho, yeah. Jorginho.
Yeah.
That's how you say Jorginho.
From Napoli. Chelsea is closing in on their manager.
Yeah, we have been closing in for since the end of last season. So whenever it's done, I'll be relieved more so than happy. And then I did read today that maybe Pjanic. We are looking to sign Pjanic from Juventus.
Oh, nice.
I think we should sign more younger players. He's 28. He's okay. Yeah, he's less than 30, but it would have been nice to have players. But
there's also a rumor of Hazard to Real Madrid now that Griezmann is settled at Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of other rumors. Kane also signed a new deal.
Kane signs a new deal as well, but so we know that doesn't matter a lot. No, we know deals don't matter a lot.
That is also true, yeah.
He could have signed the deal to give extra money to Tottenham when he gets sold, because he likes the club. So, anyways, yeah, the board meeting upstairs didn't have. He made an excuse saying it was the next door neighbor and not him, and the sound propagates through the pipes.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you live with that explanation?
They live with it.
Did you make them listen to these kind of noises or no?
No, of course they will not happen because he was also present there. So, anyways, I am frustrated with life right now.
Okay, so let's not talk more about that then. Don't want to see you frustrated. We can go back to football where there's a lot of exciting talk.
Yeah. I think that's all.
That's it, right? Yeah, I'm excited. There are lots of good games on the weekend. So, weekend.
Yeah,
so
England are also.
Timing wise, it's really perfect for.
Yeah, it's
for
not
US
starting at 6 a.m. this time.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like.
Although I would
see
at 6 also.
Yeah, I watched France's game last weekend at 6, but I don't regret watching it, but it would be better if it just starts at 8. France is another surprising one that they haven't clicked as much as people thought, but maybe they're just like slowly getting into the rhythm now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I had to say about France.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Expecting more surprises in the World Cup by tomorrow.
Yeah,
Germany would be
so many
out of the World Cup.
I don't think we would have predicted that teams will be scrambling for just to get through the group stages.
This is the cup competition.
Yeah.
I like this.
Cool, yeah. And then also all the last games are on the same time for the same group. So that's also a good thing. They're
Wait, tomorrow?
The Premier League thing. No, for the next round.
Oh, final round. Oh,
yeah,
same time? No, I don't like that then. I would be missing so many games if they are at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, each group will finish at the same time. Start and finish at the same time. So 8 o'clock, there'll be two games. And 10 o'clock, there'll be...
Yeah, we can have multiple.
You can have multiple streams, but it helps in players so that they don't know what's going on in the other game and can just focus on football and not get saying like, oh, Iceland has already qualified, so there's no point in like playing against Nigeria or that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, every country wants to go out on a high if they are going out. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, guys, then. That's it, right? Thanks for joining, Akshay, and thanks for listening, guys. And please send my...
What?
Please write letters to my neighbor upstairs
okay.
to be quiet, or his dog who keeps on running. And that should be that. Please remember to subscribe to us on iTunes and also now the Google Store podcast app should be there, and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and all that good stuff.
Cool. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of the games and we will see once the knockout stages set.
Maybe next weekend we should be doing this again. Yes.
Cool.
Right,
bye.